Breathing and relaxing. Breathing and relaxing. Remembering that this is an incredibly friendly universe. Feeling the joy in the very air around us. Effervescent with life. Clear and powerful and beautiful. With every breath we take, the air supports our health, our well-being. And if we have the eyes to see it, we see that it is non-physical made manifest as oxygen and trace elements and carbon dioxide that allows us to breathe, feel, live, love, be. It is the very essence of life. What we need more than anything else comes into us through our breath. So let's breathe and be grateful for the incredible abundance of well-being that comes to us through our breath. And let us feel the ease of that. And open to the possibility that everything else can come to us as easily as the breath. Simply an inhale and an exhale. An opening to receive and a receiving. There's a little gap between the breath that meditators hang out in. A space between the inhale and the exhale. In life, there's also a space, a little gap between the asking and the receiving. A little time for manifestation and allowing. So let's relax in this moment and appreciate the gap. Abraham talks about the gap between where we are and where our inner being is. Because in our asking, our inner being instantly rides the rocket of our desire to the culmination in non-physical of that manifestational idea. And then our inner being is present as a blinking beacon to guide us to where we most want to go through our positive thoughts, our positive feelings. We feel that guidance, we take that direction, and we close the gap, flowing downstream, opening our valves. Abraham's used so many different wonderful analogies for coming back into harmony with the fullness of who we are. Feeling the fullness of who we are now. Just breathe into that space within that opens to the infinite like a doorway. Throw open the door now and allow there to be a powerful exchange between the local and the non-local presence of you. You are the light. You are the one. You are the love. You are the grace. You are the power. And so is each one of us, and so am I. Standing powerfully right now in the fullness of that presence, we just breathe. Breathe and relax and take ourselves even more deeply, even more powerfully. Hi, we're doing a meditation. Come on in and join us. We're doing a meditation. Come on in and join us.
Yes. Where should I sit?
Wherever you want. So just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Breathing and relaxing and opening the doorway within us that leads to the fullness of our being, the wholeness of who we are in non-physical. We allow ourselves to expand in our own consciousness, to see the brilliance, the power, and the beauty that is possible in each of us. Breathe and relax. Relax and feel welcome. Relax and join us to breathe and open inward to the infinite nature of who we truly are. Relaxing deeply into this friendly universe and remembering that everything we want is right here now. All the feelings that we look for on the outside are present here on the inside, in the infinite nature of who we are. Imagine for a moment being in the best health you have ever been in your whole life. Feel the eagerness of a healthy body. Feel the refreshment of a great night's sleep. Feel the power of breaking into a run or lifting something heavy and finding it easy. Feel the energy of being glad to be alive in this body, in this moment. It is so incredibly good. Right here, right now, we have access to every feeling that we ever want. Imagine falling in love, of being in an extraordinary relationship, of looking at your beloved and seeing the eyes of the beloved gazing at you with adoration and kindness and gentleness and excitement. Feel the joy of connecting with this amazingly connected being. Feel the power of being together, looking into beautiful eyes, touching beautiful hands, kissing a beautiful face, knowing that life is good and all is well. We are so rich. We are so blessed. On the inside, all of the feelings exist. We are right there, right now. This is it. This is life, right here, right now. And everything is available to us. Breathe into the feeling of having that thing that you want, that object or that car or that house, that incredible garden, that beautiful trip. Imagine yourself having that experience, being present with that thing you want so much you can taste it. Taste it now. Feel it. Experience it. And feel how it feels to have accomplished this amazing objective. Feel what it's like to relax in this place and know that it is done and it is so good. And recognize again that there's more. That even when you get what you want, there's always more. And there's an excitement in the desire and the potential for deep relaxation in the strongest desire. So breathe into the wanting. Let your body relax in a state of powerful wanting. Let your mind relax as you trust and imagine it coming. Let your emotions relax. It's coming. It's yours. It's great. And it's inevitable. How do you feel? How does it feel to know the truth of who you are? How does it feel to be the one? To be the divine? To be the local presence of the non-physical fullness? Does it feel like joy? Does it feel like wonder? Perhaps it feels like bliss. Perhaps it's an ecstatic explosion of willingness right now. Or maybe in this moment it feels more like cranky because you came in and you didn't feel good. And it's hard to get there all in one step. But wherever we are that divine life, that divine oneness, and there is that within us that knows in every moment the direction, the next place to go, the more powerful place to stand, the more exciting place to be. And we are called to it. And as we turn toward it, what we feel is relief. Remember relief right now. Abraham says there's even relief from bliss. There is no experience so ecstatic that we cannot go higher, that we cannot feel more deeply, we cannot love more fully. We cannot enjoy more exquisitely. We never get it done. And we've never gotten it wrong. And we aren't about to start now. There is joy in the journey. So take a moment and think about the milestones of your journey. Think about how far you've already come. See the beauty of your life from your inner being's perspective. So many beautiful experiences, so much contrast. So many things put into our vibrational escrows that are waiting for us as we come into that place of allowing where we just breathe, relax, and trust. And allow this incredibly friendly, abundant, exquisite, loving universe to support us and provide for us that ecstatic experience of being the local presence of non-local life, of being the finite presence of infinite life, of being right here, right now, in the timeless fullness of who we truly are. We are so blessed. Our energy expands as we just sit and breathe and imagine. Our lives evolve as we just allow that growth to happen in joy and ease. We don't have to reach for growth. We are growing as we allow ourselves to experience joy. Joy on the inside matches to joy on the outside. And as you experience the life of the beloved, the love of the beloved, the wonder of the beloved on the inside, you find more and more that as you open your eyes, You see the eyes of the beloved. You touch the cheek of the beloved. You hug the shoulders of the beloved right here in the present moment. We are gathered in a powerful circle today. There are so many people who wish they were right here with us right now. And if you can think of someone who you know would like to be here with us right now, invite them in right here. For their non-physical presence can easily join us. The non-physical is completely unlimited. And we are completely unlimited in that non-physical part of who we are. Tapping into that divine presence, allowing it to expand and explore our experience in the physical presence, is as good as it gets. Abraham told me last month, when you come into harmony with you, and the people come into around you come into harmony with themselves, that's when the fun really begins. And I am so grateful to be here as part of a group where the fun has already begun, where we show up and we connect with ourselves and we share that powerful connection with each other. It is astonishing to experience the beauty that's here and to recognize that it is the next gentle step for each of us. We are a match to it. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is our daily life. How much we wanted this for so long, and now it's here. And now in its being here, there's more to want. And we continue to expand and to desire and to experience and to love. I am so grateful to be here today. I am so grateful to be invited to share this space and consciousness with you. I feel blessed. And I know that as we end this meditation and we begin to come back into the physical room, that each of us is blessed. Our lives are rich and full and beautiful. And as we stretch our arms and legs, as we move our backs and necks, as we allow ourselves to re-inhabit our physical bodies, we come back with the wholeness of our being, that we are fully present, and life itself is flowing in us and through us and as each of us. And so as we open our eyes and look around, we see that divine nature all around us, and it glows. And it expands and it grows, and it is so incredibly beautiful. And so it is.